wondered what makes one kaleidoscope mesmerizing and another one just nice? Today we're getting into the artisan kaleidoscope realm, specifically comparing oil-filled versus dry object designs. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. You know, this is one of those debates that kaleidoscope collectors love to have. And honestly, the answer isn't as simple as declaring a winner. It really comes down to what kind of visual experience you're after.
Right, so let's break this down for everyone listening. We're talking about cell kaleidoscopes here. These are the ones with an enclosed object case containing loose objects. The big question is, liquid-filled or dry?
That's really a defining feature. So with liquid cells, you're getting this slow, flowing motion in the image. The objects, usually bits of glass, beads, or other colorful materials, are floating in a clear mineral oil or silicone fluid. It creates this organic, almost dreamlike effect.
Sounds relaxing.
It is. The viscosity of the liquid means everything moves gracefully. Some people describe it as watching natural phenomena unfold right in front of your eyes. But dry cells? Totally different story.
How so?
Dry object kaleidoscopes give you these sharp, geometric patterns that change dramatically with each shake or turn. The objects shift quickly, but then stay put until you move the scope again. You get crisp, distinct images, really defined patterns.
So it's like fluid poetry versus geometric precision?
I love that description. Yeah, and that's why this is really a matter of personal preference. Some collectors want that meditative, slow-moving experience. Others prefer the drama of those abrupt, crystalline changes.
Makes sense. And I imagine the quality of what's inside matters too, right? The mirrors, the materials.
Definitely. Modern art-style kaleidoscopes use first-surface mirrors. These same mirrors are essential for space telescopes, where their technology saw significant advancements in the mid-20th century. They create incredibly clear and vibrant images, whether you're using oil or dry cells.
That's fascinating. From outer space telescopes to inner space art.
Right. And you know, I remember the first time I looked through a high-quality artisan scope with first surface mirrors. It was at a gallery exhibit. And I was completely blown away by how vivid everything looked compared to the toy kaleidoscopes I grew up with. I actually stood there for about 20 minutes just turning it, watching the patterns shift.
I see. So small details can hugely enhance the experience. That point about mirror quality and craftsmanship sets up our next piece, the artisan's design philosophy. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Steve Gray Kaleidoscopes. With roots going back to his grandfather's woodshop and over four decades of turning wood and crafting kaleidoscopes, these artisan pieces combine traditional woodworking with kaleidoscope artistry. Featured in national and international exhibits, each scope reflects years of expertise in both wood turning and kaleidoscope design. Find the collection at sgwoodstudios.com.
Picking up on that craftsmanship and mirror quality, how do artisan makers approach the design of the object case itself?
The object case design is absolutely critical. It defines the kaleidoscope's visual character. Artisan makers experiment constantly with different materials, different shaped cells, and different combinations. Some even create interchangeable object cells, so you can experience both oil-filled and dry effects in the same scope.
Oh, that's clever. Best of both worlds.
Exactly, and kaleidoscopes are really an interactive kinetic art form. Artists are continuously pushing boundaries and innovating. You've got wheel kaleidoscopes with rotating elements, wand kaleidoscopes with floating objects, even teleidoscopes that use your environment around you as the image source.
Wait, teleidoscopes don't have an internal object case at all?
Nope. You look through the mirrors and suddenly your environment becomes the kaleidoscope image. Sir David Brewster, the inventor, actually called it the purest form of a kaleidoscope because you're not limited by objects in a case. Everything becomes your canvas.
I mean, that's a beautiful concept, though I bet looking at my messy desk through one wouldn't be quite as magical.
Ha! You'd be surprised. Even chaos can create interesting patterns.
So when we talk about an expert test comparing oil versus dry, what are we really evaluating?
It's a qualitative assessment by experienced artists or collectors. You're looking at aesthetic appeal, image complexity, color vibrancy, pattern intricacy, and fluidity of motion. This goes beyond just functionality. We're talking artistic expression, material quality, and the viewer's immersive experience. In other words, it's about the total sensory and visual impact, not just technical specs.
So there's no objective winner?
Not really. Oil-filled scopes are often praised for that mesmerizing, relaxing viewing experience. Dry objects deliver that wow factor with sharp, dramatic pattern shifts. Both have their place in a collector's collection.
And for someone just getting into artisan kaleidoscopes, what should they consider?
Think about what kind of motion appeals to you. Do you want to watch things drift and flow, or do you prefer quick, decisive changes? Also, pay attention to the craftsmanship, the exterior design, the quality of materials, the mirror system. A well-made kaleidoscope, whether oil or dry, should feel like a piece of art in your hands.
That's great advice. And these pieces range from handheld scopes to parlor kaleidoscopes, sculptural installations. The variety is incredible.
Absolutely. You've got jewelry kaleidoscopes, architectural installations, even projection kaleidoscopes that can share the experience with crowds. The evolution from those simple toy scopes we knew as kids to these modern art pieces has been remarkable.
So to everyone listening who's intrigued by this debate, maybe the real question isn't which type is better, but which one speaks to you personally.
That's it exactly. This is interactive art. Your experience, your preferences, your moment of discovery, that's what makes kaleidoscopes special. Whether you choose the flowing elegance of oil or the crisp geometry of dry objects, you're engaging with a truly unique art form.
Well said. Thanks so much for breaking down this artisan kaleidoscope comparison with us today.
My pleasure. Now I'm going to go look through a few scopes myself.
Shh.